This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning 21st of March. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's Cuba Week. President Barack Obama is ending the isolation of the communist bastion with an historic visit, and he's taking a baseball team, the Tampa Bay Rangers, with him. Then 2 days after the president leaves, rock legends the Rolling Stones arrive to end the Castro ban on anarchic rock music. After Cuba, it's Argentina, where Obama will meet with the newly elected President Mauricio Macri. Secretary of State John Kerry, however, is expected to part company with his boss and flies to Moscow for talks on the next steps in Syria following Putin's troop withdrawal. Next Thursday is a deadline given by UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura for significant progress at peace talks in Geneva. The Libyan civil war and the opportunities created for ISIS will be discussed on Monday by the foreign ministers from Libya's neighbors. And Asian political and business leaders from across the region will gather on a scenic South Chinese island for the annual Boao Forum. There are several interesting court cases next week. Zambian Vice President Jeffrey M. Wamba is formally accused of threatening the life of President Edgar Lungu. An Israeli settler appears in court charged with burning to death a Palestinian teenager. The trial starts of a ship's captain accused of deliberately sinking his ship and killing 800 refugees. And two Turkish journalists face life sentences for espionage. And finally, fancy a swim? Well, 60-year-old Slovenian Martin Strel does. On Tuesday, he leaves Los Angeles to swim around the world. He reckons his little paddle will take 450 days. And that was next week's news today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 21st of March. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Barack Obama will next week end America's isolation of Cuba with his historic and controversial visit to the communist holdout. Traveling with the president will be Secretary of State John Kerry, several congressmen and senators, and the Tampa Bay Rangers, who will play an exhibition game for baseball-mad Cubans. Then on Thursday, just 2 days after the president leaves, rock legends the Rolling Stones arrive at the conformity as the conformity-imposing Castro regime ends its long ban on the group's anarchic rock image. John Kerry is expected to fly from Havana to Moscow for talks with President Putin. The Secretary of State regards Putin's decision to withdraw Russian troops from Syria as a major breakthrough which needs to be quickly built upon. While he is in Moscow, talks between the warring factions continue in Geneva under UN auspices. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura has given all sides until Thursday to make significant progress, but he has pointedly refused to be specific about his definition of significant progress. ISIS has spread beyond Syria to Libya, where a civil war there has created another political vacuum. On Monday, the foreign ministers of Tunisia, Egypt, Algeria, Sudan, Niger, and Chad meet to discuss steps to bring the two Libyan factions together in order to combat the jihadist threat. In Africa, the vice president of Zambia, Jeffrey M. Wamba, appears in court accused of threatening to cut the throat of President Edgar Lungu. This is just one of several interesting court cases next week. In Israel, West Bank settler Yosef Haim Ben David appears in court charged with burning alive 16-year-old Palestinian teenager Mohammed Abu Qadir. There was a strong move to have him declared insane, but a psychiatrist has ruled Ben David fit to stand trial. There will also be a preliminary hearing in the case against Mohammed Ali Malek. Captain Malek is accused of deliberately sinking a migrant ship in 2015 by intentionally steering the vessel into Portuguese merchant ship the King Jacob. Over 800 migrant Africans drowned as a result. In Turkey, two journalists working for the newspaper Cumhuriyet are due in court and may face life sentences. Editor-in-chief Kan Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül are charged with espionage and trying to overthrow the Erdogan government. Their trial has been strongly attacked by human rights groups. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.